You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, I'm Jesse McEnroe.
That was the worst energetic intro ever.
We're talking about high strung. What do you want me to bring
to
this?
Did you guys get the document? Do I need to send it again?
No.
I have it. I got it up.
Does the document say be energetic? Because otherwise it wouldn't have helped.
Okay.
It says mic to face.
Mic to face. So hold on. Let's do this again.
Okay, take two.
Hello, I'm Jesse McNally.
And I'm Alan's
fucking. What is that energy? Why aren't you bringing the energy, Alan?
Take three.
Hello, I'm Jesse McAnally.
And I'm Alan Seals.
And I'm Liz Esten.
Take four.
Take four.
Hello, I'm Jesse McAnally.
And I'm still Alan Seals.
And I'm Liz Esten still.
And welcome to Carried Away, a podcast where we explore the films and television shows starring and involving the one and only James Eugene Carey. Holy shit.
I like how this time you said involving.
Involving James Carey.
Even this is pushing that line.
I don't know. He is kind of what the film's building up to. He is the climax of this movie. It's not like Pink Cadillac where he's in the background. He is the main event that we're all just sitting around waiting for.
And we don't say his butt in this one either. So that's a plus. Would you rather watch any of those early ones or watch this again?
I'd rather watch.
We don't even know what. Wait, what are we talking about, Jesse? We haven't even gotten that far yet.
Tell us. So we can put the trailer.
You were gonna claim that this isn't porn. I would say this is a man masturbating on screen for 90 minutes, so it might as well be porn. This is High Strung, starring Steve Odekirk.
Mark,
did that scare you?
I told you! I'm fine!
Also, just to clarify, this is 1991 or 1992's High Strung, not 2016's High Strung, which is a different movie that comes up whenever I Google it. So,
yeah, Steve Odekirk's gonna sue you.
Yes, this is not 2016's High Strung.
And he's got Jimmy Neutron back at the barnyard money, so don't fuck with him.
Steve Odekirk.
Like they did a crossover episode, the way you said that, which is like the weirdest shit I could imagine.
Steve Odekirk, also the mastermind behind Kung Pao Under the Fist and Thumb Wars.
Yes. In fact, he is bringing Thumb Wars back sometime this year.
And Kung Pao 2.
I don't believe that'll ever happen.
You don't think so?
No.
But I thought he could do no wrong after knowing him.
What?
After knowing him from Kung Pao and Thumb Wars, I'm like, oh, this dude's totes my goats.
Have you seen like his screenwriting credits? He wrote Patch Adams.
Yeah, he's written terrible fucking movies.
Wait, you thought Patch Adams was terrible?
You didn't?
You didn't find it awful?
No.
It is one of the most horrendously offensive films ever made, Alan.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I haven't watched it in 20 years.
Maybe we'll have to do a Robin Williams podcast.
We're gonna have to do a Robin Williams
podcast. Oh, God. He also wrote Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
He also wrote Nutty Professor 1, The Nutty Professor.
He also was an executive producer on Joanna Man.
Okay. He also wrote Bruce Almighty and Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah.
Not Ace Ventura 1?
No. Jim Carrey is one of the main writers on that. I'm pretty sure Jim Carrey brought him in because Steve Odekirk was just a friend of Jim Carrey's, and I'm pretty sure Jim Carrey got him to be a writer onto In Living Color shortly after doing this. And one of the rules for Jim Carrey being in this film, even before he was famous, is you could not market the fact that Jim Carrey was in this. It was in his contract. You couldn't put my name in the credits. You couldn't put my face on the poster. I am doing this as a favor, uncredited, and you will not use me to market it. But High Strung is a film released January 8th, 1992 at the Palm Springs International Film Festival and releasing at a random USA film festival on April 26th, 1992. Directed by Roger Nygaard in his directorial debut, and he also would go on to make Garbage, starring Steve Odekirk, Tom F. Wilson from Back to the Future, Denise Crosby, Fred Willard, underused Fred Willard, Jenny Lane, and of course, Jim Carrey, uncredited. Don't you dare put me on the poster, you son of a bitch. Written by Steve Odekirk and Robert Kuhn, the plot of which is an uptight stay-at-home children's novelist has delusions of indicating that something will happen to him at 8 o'clock. Obviously, they did not hold true to that agreement once they sold the distribution rights, because every VHS you will ever get of this will have Jim Carrey's face all over it.
Okay. So, Steve, is this a passion project of Steve's?
I believe so.
Considering it's just 90 minutes of him monologuing with Biff Tannen every now and then popping in?
I love Tom S. Wilson. Honestly, here's the thing. For one of my films that you both know, for my feature film, the main antagonist of that I wrote for Tom F. Wilson, and that would have been so cool, but I think he's a fantastic, underrated actor, and the only reason Back to the Future as a trilogy works is because of him. That is the argument.
That is an interesting argument.
I now, didn't realize he was Back to the Future, so...
The first film would work
Hold up, Liz.
I see Back to the Future did not recognize him on this low-res copy. Sorry.
He does not quite look the way he does in Biff Tannen.
I do not know the actor who plays Biff Tannen's name.
Well, fine then. I like Biff. I like Biff because, yeah, you love to hate Biff.
And I don't.
Well, that too, but think of all the things he has to play through that series. That first one, he has to play the evil old Biff. Then you see the young version of him. Then you see the wimpy version of him. Then in the sequel, you have to see old man version of him, Donald Trump version of him, young version of him, and then you have to see old Wild West version of him. He is playing very distinct versions of these in a way that
Matthew McConaughey as Marty McFly.
All right.
Hey, Doc. Want to get high and smoke some bongos in that time machine?
Well, you're telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean.
Wait, is that's a DeLorean? All right. I will fly through the time for you, Doc Brown.
You're saying my mom has the hots for me? All right.
You guys can't see my face, but I'm actively groaning.
That's the thing about high school girls. I keep getting older, but then I get in a time machine and fuck my mom.
You know, my mom's got the hots for me, and I'm all for it.
High strung.
Again, every time. It's really amazing, you know? No matter how little milk you put on your cereal, there's always too much left at the end. I mean, you would think it would be possible to judge it right, you know? Maybe put in just the right amount of milk so it all comes out even. But no, there's always too much. It's just... Shit! So what? You end up having to pour in more cereal that you probably don't even want, or having to pick up the bowl and slurp it like you're some kind of a dog. And there's no reprieve. It's every time. It just digs and digs and digs until you just can't take it anymore. I wish I were dead.
Anything to not talk about that movie. So it is, I want to say a Bill Hicks, Sam Kinison-like monologue film that felt like a one-man show that they last minute turned into a movie with a limited budget.
Wait, when was it made? And you said before we started recording, they spent $400,000. That was the budget.
Yes, that was the budget.
So when was it
made?
And
it was 1991.
1991. So $400,000 in 1991 is $906,000 today. Almost a million.
Pushing a million dollar movie. But it was funded by former orchestra conductor Vladimir Horonzui and rock guitarist Sergei Zolobetsky, both of whom had fled the United States from Russia in 1979 after they refused to join the Communist Party. They put their entire life savings to produce this film, and what a waste.
I'm sorry.
I want to know their story, you know?
Well, I think they lost their life savings. It's a pretty short story. I'm sorry.
I mean, maybe it got like a second life of people boldly curious about Jim Carrey in this film the same way we are. Like, maybe I'm trying to be positive here.
I can't with this.
Okay, so constructively, what do you think was horribly wrong with this?
Actually, shorter question. Did anything work about this?
Biff Tannen was in it.
That worked. Yeah, Tom F. Wilson.
Denise Crosby's in it.
I liked Fred Willard's little cameo as the traveling salesman. Maybe he'll whack off in peace now.
Whack off. Bobby, stop whacking off by the shed.
I mean, we all know that cute story of him going to a porn store and then whacking off looking at the covers, right?
No.
No. Explain this to me.
Fred Willard was arrested for going into a porn shop and then masturbating in the corner of the video section just looking at the covers.
Classic Fred Willard.
And it wasn't like in the 1980s. It was like in 2010 or 12. The internet exists, bro. You can do that at home if you want.
Yeah, it was at a theater. It was an adult theater. He was 72 years old. He was in 2012.
Like, it was wait enough where you shouldn't know about the internet, you know?
72. Your whole career, you've had assistants.
Oh, he lost a job because of this incident.
What?
He got dropped by PBS from the show Market Warriors, which I don't know what that is, but he got dropped for him.
I'm sure the Wally check made up for that.
Yeah, 100%.
Actor Fred Willard was caught at the Tiki Theater in Hollywood, which, by the way, is a theater for adult films, and he got caught there with his pants down and his penis in his hand.
That's what God made computers for. Watch it at home, right?
I think that some of the cinematography in this is pretty neat, and a little more effort was put into it than needed to be for what this was. I like when they like do the long shots of him from above. Like, I'm like, okay, the DP and the director were trying to make something out of this, and didn't work because Steve Odekirk is such an unwelcoming lead presence that he's so unpleasant to look at. So unsympathetic as a lead character, and he doesn't have like that deep kind of, it feels like rants that you would hear George Carlin or Bill Hicks give during the time, except without any of the charm or wit of either of them.
The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round, it has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride, and we kill those people.
Because I think in the 90s, I wasn't there very long, but we kind of thought, like, this is the end of history, we did it, everyone. And we could be cynical about dumb things like other people smoke cigarettes and oh my God, telemarketers, my life is hell. And all these petty bullshit things that make everything is so much worse now. So I don't really want to hear someone complain about the petty bullshit. You know what I mean?
This movie is my worst nightmare.
A man
constantly complaining at me for over an hour about how he hates his life.
When he's living in, he has the easiest job in the fucking world.
Yeah, he's just staring at the camera. I'm just like, this is what I did not want for myself in my life. I did not want a man complaining at me for an hour and a half about how he hates going out to dinner.
How dare you have friends that want to spend time with you?
Okay, I'm gonna leave.
But you know what really gets me mad? I bought these natural watermelon popsicles. On the box, it said 100% natural, 100% watermelon. So I thought, hey, I love watermelon. I love popsicles. This should be the perfect thing for me. So I take a bite, and I notice there's something in my mouth. Something small and hard. So I spit it out. It was a seed. a seed. They actually put watermelon seeds in the popsicles.
Also, I have more info about the Fred Willard arrest if you're interested.
Yes.
All right. Okay, I found a detailed article from the Hollywood Reporter. So he was at the Tiki Theater in Los Angeles watching a porn parody of the Lifetime series The Client List, starring Jennifer Love Hewitt. So it's a porn parody of the Lifetime show about Jennifer Love Hewitt being like a escort. And Fred Willard denied this happened. He said, it did not happen. It's a difference of opinion.
That's so much funnier than what Pee-wee Herman said, which is, they just lied.
He also said he has a great respect for the police before saying it's a different opinion. Like, I have a great respect for them, but they're incorrect that I was jacking off in a porn theater. So...
I wasn't jacking off, I was masturbating.
Also, the lawyer said, unironically, we will be working vigorously to clear his name.
Not as vigorously as he was working himself in that theater.
Oh, also, he got replaced by Mark Wahlberg from that hosting gig on PBS.
Oh, famously unproblematic Mark Wahlberg, who's done nothing wrong in his entire career.
No. Clearly.
Definitely not a section of his Wikipedia titled Hate Crimes.
No, Mark Wahlberg's not a cool dude.
No, he sucks.
He's done some things.
But he's from Boston. What are you talking about? He's great. He's wonderful. No issues. All right. So back to High Strung.
Do we have to?
Fine.
This is kind of setting up a good majority of Jim Carrey's later career. Because Steve Odekirk will reappear. He will reoccur several times, in fact. Not only this, because we have discussed that we will be covering the Jim Carrey sequels that don't have Jim Carrey in it. After we do all the Jim Carrey stuff in it, he wrote both Evan Almighty and Bruce Almighty, as well as Ace Ventura 2. And I think there was rumors he was writing the new Ace Ventura for Jeff Fowler, which was going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen now, since Jim Carrey claims to be retiring every other second.
Well, Sonic 3 is happening with him in it now, right?
Yeah, but I'm gonna put a bet. So Sonic 3 comes out later this year. That'll probably be the series finale of our show if the math is mathing out right.
This year being 2024, because our podcast recording timeline has not been linear.
No, I literally had to put a note in because we recorded with Izzy McCall and she was in shock and it would be closed for like 2 months when I website came out.
My bad.
I heard that.
God, I forgot where I was going. So Sonic 3. I'm betting Jim Carrey's a voiceover only kind of role in that movie.
You think?
I think he will have no live action because they shot most of the film without actors on screen. And they shot for like 2 weeks with actors and James Marsden was the only one. And then they just announced that Jim Carrey is back and the film comes out in December. I'm like, I bet they're going to make him into like the CGI monstrosity fat Robotnik character and he's just doing a voice.
I mean, sure.
It's being reported as part of the live action cast, so I don't know.
Well, that's my pitch. Like, they put the motion capture dots on him, and he's gonna look entirely different. That is my pitch.
Yeah.
We'll come back later this year, and I could be entirely wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll put a bet on that. I bet you a podcast episode.
How would you bet a podcast episode?
So if he's in it as an animated character, you write a podcast episode.
Write one?
Write one?
Yes.
What? Isn't that like unorganic?
For what show?
We'll figure that out later.
Okay, if I'm writing one for, Bleeding Love or something, and I just do like a weird epilogue episode where suddenly these vampires just want to talk about like, you know, Taylor Swift, sure, I'll do that.
Dude, you need to make a podcast, a miniseries, radio comedy about two vampires who fell in love with Taylor Swift.
And both of them want to make her live forever.
There you go.
We must have endless eras. Imagine the era in 2053.
Is every vampire the count?
Yes.
They're all the count from Sesame Street. And they're all, we are immortal. Let's count the ways.
Also,
1,000.
Also, transition. It's implied Steve Odekirk is immortal at the end of this fucking movie.
I'm sorry. This time I'm going to have to put my foot down. I'm not taking him. There's no way I can be around that guy. And I'm not coming back for him either.
Yeah, I didn't. Because I guess we should talk about the Jim Carrey of it all.
Yeah, we should talk about the Jim Carrey part.
Because
it's the only interesting part.
No, we have to talk about Jim Carrey and why he's in this movie.
We have a decently long episode, Adam. We can't just skip to Letterboxd.
Letterboxd.
So Jim Carrey plays the Grim Reaper, and periodically throughout this horrific film, he will call Steve Odekirk. I think his name is Thane in the movie.
Thane. His name is Thane, which is disgusting.
Thane. It sounds like you're singing Fame, but you've got a wrong lisp. So Thane. It's like, Fame, I'm going to live forever.
Thane.
So Jim Carrey calls like, hey, I'm going to see you at 8 p.m. I'm going to do some wacky faces. I'm going to dress in drag. Ooh, I'm Jim Carrey, but I'm a little young. I'm a little young man. And then he shows up with a limo and he's like, I'm Death. Hey, isn't it great to be dead? I could take my ear off and put it on my forehead. Isn't that neat? And then Steve Odekirk bitches. And Jim Carrey's like, I can't handle this. Which, it makes it feel like the film's self-aware of how obnoxious and horrific this character is, but we've also been stuck with him for almost 2 hours now, so...
Who are you?
I'm Death, man.
Death? Like, the Death?
Well, I'd say in the flesh, but that wouldn't be 100% accurate.
This is crazy.
Oh, so it takes an hour and 20 minutes for him to actually show up. So you sit through an hour of 20 minutes of this man complaining at you.
There's random seconds of when he closes his eyes, he flashes to death.
Which is cool.
The first one was like Jim turning around like, you know, one of those Jim Carrey faces.
Alan made a very funny face. You can't see it, but
it was really funny, hilarious.
Yeah, all the laughing you guys are doing right now, it's really telling. And unfortunately, in High Strung, we have to hear Bob Odekirk play Thane for, I mean, how many
Steve
takes?
Odekirk.
Did I say Bob?
Bob Odekirk.
If we did this whole movie, but Bob Odekirk was Thane, I think it would actually
Bob
be pretty good.
So Bob Odenkirk has an N in it. Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk and Steve Odekirk.
Right.
I think so, Bob Odekirk.
Brandon Mayhew. All right. Brandon Mayhew. Ah, here we go. Public masturbation.
What?
I don't get it. What's the kick? Why don't you do it at home like the rest of us with a big flat screen TV, 50 channels of pay-per-view, in a Starbucks? That's nice.
That ain't me, man.
You better call Death.
Bob Odenkirk would have been very funny in this. Do you know what Bob Odenkirk is actually doing
right now?
Is he still doing Mr. Show? I don't know.
No.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah, he did a while ago.
Yeah, he's back to acting, though.
He is doing a version of The Room where he is playing the Tommy Wiseau part, and they're playing it straight. Like, they're using the script of The Room and trying to make it with real actors.
What?
And I think that is so fucking cool, and I want to see it so badly. And I want him to do something like that for High Strung, you know?
Oh! Hi, Mark.
What's up?
I have a problem with Lisa. She says that I hit her.
What?
Oh, did you? No! It's not true. I mean, don't even ask.
All right, well.
I'm not making this up. This is not me goofing around.
He's right. This exists.
Bob Odenkirk, after you listen to this episode, reach out to us and make it happen. We'll help. We'll produce it for you.
Yeah.
It's already finished. It just needs to come out.
Why it had not come out? Why can't I have this now?
Well, the film was originally set to release spring of 2023, which already fucking passed. But as of March, no release date. So March of this year.
There was like a couple of strikes in between there, so I'm gonna consider those.
But it's basically done by the looks of it. So. Also, Greg Sestero is in this version. He's playing Chris R.
That's fucking
hilarious.
Which
is so good.
R.
Chris R. Yes, that's his actual name.
Have you seen The Room, Alan?
No.
Oh.
What?
You've been deprived.
Everybody betrayed me. I fed up with this world.
The Room, the 2019 film? 2003?
I don't know if you've ever read the script to The Room. It is indecipherable even if you're just reading it.
I think
truly nonsense.
I think I've read chunks when I read The Disaster Artist.
So, like, yeah. Reading it on a page, I didn't realize how impossible it was. Credit to the actors for doing as good as they did then, because it's impossible.
Yeah, but yeah, Alan's The Room is one of the best So Bad It's Good movies of all time.
How
so.
Have you not seen that, Alan?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Okay, you've I'll watch
Kung,
it.
You've seen Kung Pao, but you haven't seen The Room? Alan, this is so important.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm sorry?
How about we go into a letterbox game?
Yay! Yeah, let's just go right to letterbox. No critic reviewed this. Shock of all shocks.
What?
Or maybe they did and I didn't find it, but I didn't bother to look that hard because this movie fucking sucks. So, like,
how do you really feel?
I hate this movie. Anyway, letterbox game. This is a fun game where I'm going to read real letterbox reviews for High Strung 1992. And Jess and Alan are going to guess if it's a 1 or a 5 based on no context whatsoever. All right, Alan, you're going to go first. I'm deciding.
Good.
All right. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right.
I believe in you.
This movie could only have been made in the 90s.
Oh, dude, I thought these were all going to be ones, but now that one kind of has
no, they're not all ones. Some people like this movie.
And those people aren't
liked
really
Reality Bites too.
Okay, say it again.
This movie could only have been made in the 90s.
That sounded like a 1 to me, Alan.
Yeah, I'm going with 1 on that one.
That's a 5, Jess.
I knew
wrong.
It. I knew it. Damn it, Jesse.
All right, Jess.
I'm ready.
If Reddit didn't exist, this would be a lot funnier.
That's a 5. That's totally.
That's a 1.
No, that's 100% a 1. You're correct.
Damn it.
I
because they go to Reddit just to hear someone bitch all day. All
right, Alan. Yep.
Jess, I am.
I love being angry all the time.
That sounds like a 1 to me, Alan.
Don't. See, Alan, go with your gut. Don't listen to Jess.
Or it could be a 5.
Are
you
saying that to try to make me knowing I'm going to disagree with you? Or, but are you saying that knowing that I'm going to?
I don't
you
know. The more you think about it, it could be a 5.
Yeah,
honestly,
five.
Alan, the way
five.
You play this
five.
Game is you don't think. Also,
I'm
you're correct. It's a 5.
Yes.
All right, Jess.
I'm ready.
My Breakfast with Odenkirk. It's misspelled.
Oh,
Dinkirk.
It's Odenkirk, but they misspelled it.
Well, the question is, they said breakfast, right?
My breakfast, because he only eats cereal. We didn't mention that, but he only eats cereal.
Yeah, the man.
He sucks.
Okay, Fane because here's cereal. Here's where I'm going to put my strange hat on. My Dinner with Andre was a film starring other people, and it's like one of those fancy films where it's just about someone talking. But then Andy Kaufman made a parody film about him going to eat with some wrestler named Blassie, and he called it My Breakfast with Blassie. So is this a reference to that film, or is it just me overthinking? I'm giving
it a 5.
I think
they just made a joke, but that's a 5 for you?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Damn it, Jesse. Why'd you get so good at this game?
Because he does it all the time.
And he writes them all the time. I grew that callus on my heart, and now I can read the soul of man.
The more you write these, the better you get at them, because you learn how the other person writes them. So, all right, Alan.
I need to write. Yeah, that's me.
You tell me when there's a more terrifying poster on this app, and I will show you the poster on Letterboxd right now.
Which one is it, the Jim Carrey one or the face one?
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, it's the face
one. It's the face one. Yes.
The face one.
I love that one because it is very reminiscent of his future work on Thumb Wars and shit.
It looks like a thumb. You're right. All right, read it. Read the thing again.
All right, based on that, what your image? You tell me when there's a more terrifying poster on this app.
That's a 1.
That's a 5.
Fuck. Jesus.
I don't write these. I just find them. Jez.
Yes.
Angry white man yells at nobody. The movie.
It's called the Musicals with Cheese podcast. What are you talking about? I think that's a 5.
That's correct.
I would have gone with 5. I would have done that.
All right. Alan.
Yes.
I'm an old curmudgeon. This is me.
That sounds like a 5
that's
to
a
me,
That's a
5. Alan.
Yeah, that's
that
an
is
5.
Correct.
Yeah, baby.
Jess.
Yeah.
Death is hot.
You know what? I'm gonna go against my gut because maybe then me and Alan can get to a tie. I'm going with a 1 here.
That's a 1.
God
damn it.
Okay, I'll do 1 more.
Okay.
Wait, so Alan, if I get this, we're tied or have I lost?
No, Jess is beating you by 2 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We should do bonus round at the end.
There is
2
left, Alan. Do you want to do the next 2 to see if you can tie?
Sure. If my opposing counsel agrees to this.
Whatever. Sure. This isn't a real game.
Okay. This is a fake game. All right, Alan.
There's no stakes here.
All right, first review.
Okay.
I'm just glad a movie got made.
Sounds like a 5 to me.
Yeah, that's a 5.
That's a 1.
Damn. Didn't fucking shoot. Okay.
All right. Last one. I changed my mind.
5.
1.
You are a loser, Alan Seals.
Yes, win.
I am the champion, my friend.
Don't worry. Next week, go back to Amazon reviews, which are slightly easier to win because it's a little hard to hide those.
Strangely easier, but more chaotic.
Yeah, they're chaotic, but easier.
All right. Oh, look, so, the room made $4.988 million.
Yeah, on...
I believe it.
Yeah, on a frequent, like, re-release screen.
I just looked back on my other screen and saw that my Google search
I'm pretty sure that's
up.
What Tommy Wiseau spent to have the billboard up in Los Angeles for 5 years nonstop.
Yeah, basically. He paid a lot of money for that billboard. Ooh.
And people are just like, what the fuck is this billboard?
What is this?
It's not telling me a day to see this movie. It's just saying that this movie exists.
I want to go to a screening of The Room where they throw spoons at the screen so bad. Like,
just go to Rocky Horror. It's better.
I know, but I want to go to The Room. Also,
I
stage manage Rocky Horror. I don't need to go to it.
I'm gonna go to High Strung.
I lived Rocky Horror,
where you eat cereal through the whole movie,
and you whine and bitch to your audience,
and you complain to your friend you brought with you,
where the whole audience is yelling back at Bob Odenkirk, Steve Odenkirk, Bob.
I'll yell Bob Odenkirk.
Okay, Bob Odenkirk, Steve Odenkirk,
Steve Odenkirk, and Bob Odenkirk.
You know, how many times have they gotten confused by casting directors, do you think?
Probably not much, because Steve Odenkirk is not an actor most of the time.
Not anymore, unless you count his thumb.
Yeah. I've never seen Thumb War, so I generally do not know what it is.
It's not great. The other weird thing that Steve Odenkirk was behind that is a remnant of my childhood, I don't know if you recall this, but he did an IMAX film that was in 3D called Santa versus Snowman, where it's just this intense like animation reel where Santa fights a snowman, and it played in IMAX theaters, and I saw the ads everywhere as a kid where it was like, come, because I had like one of the rare IMAX theaters, they were much rarer back then, come see this weird animation short in IMAX.
Hashtag but why
Once in every generation, there is a holiday story that steals the hearts of millions. From the Academy Award-nominated team that brought you Jimmy Neutron comes the first ever IMAX 3D holiday animated feature. Santa versus the Snowman 3D.
Hey, everybody!
And I was like, Mom, can we see that? She's like, it looks like shit. We're not going to see that. And that was...
Is that your mom's voice?
Yeah, your mom's.
Have you met
like
my
a,
mother?
I've never met your mother.
Smoker.
Yes, she is.
Jesse, we're not going to see that. That looks like
no,
shit.
No, it's much more up here. Like what?
Oh, it's up here?
No, we are going to see that.
No,
we're going to go to a
we're
park.
We're going to watch High Strung at home instead, which is way better.
I'm not buying you thumb war. Stop asking. I love my mother, but she is a heavy smoker, and that is the one impression I can actually do at a drop of a hat.
All right.
It's a good one to have. Well.
What is our overall thoughts, and is this an alrighty then or a no spank you?
Okay, let's all say this on three, and let's just get it over with.
One.
One, two, three. No,
no
alrighty,
thank
you. No, yeah. Shut up.
Vampire Assassin wasn't that good.
I think that this is an impressive little film where a man had a dream. He stole money from some Russians, squandered it, and to fulfill his own ambitions. And you know what? He hired some great talent to supplement him, like Jim Carrey, Tom F. Wilson, and truly, I think some of the cinematography was impressive.
But you didn't like it, and you gave it an alrighty then?
I mean, are we comparing it to the porn?
No,
I mean...
we're comparing it to just actual things that exist in the world that aren't this, that don't suck.
Things that aren't this.
And it's fairly short. Like, compare this to, like, how long Pink Cadillac and the Deadpool were.
If this
Pink
was
Cadillac.
Half an hour, I'd agree with you. But it's a 90-minute movie.
And I think it uses Jim Carrey pretty well, especially in that scene. That scene that he's in, he's great in.
The scene.
I'm just saying that I think there's a little more to this little movie that could than.
I gotta go, guys.
This movie is fucking horrendous. Don't listen to him.
You know what? It's on YouTube for free. Why don't you develop your own opinions?
Wait a second. Kirsten Dunst was in this?
Oh, yeah. She was the little girl in the flashback.
She's a child. She's the child in the flashback rematch. He has a child.
And you know, Jim Carrey and her will work together once again in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm sticking with my no spank you.
I'm sticking with no spank you. I hate men complaining at me for an hour and a half, and I never want it to happen again. So.
Let me explain to you why you hate that.
Okay.
You know, do you agree with us and their wrong opinions? Let us know in the comments. Spotify has comments now, and I feel like I should use that more often. I think it's neat. Anything else we have left to say before we wrap this on up?
Shout out to my sister who listens to all these episodes.
Thank you for listening. And we got some cool stuff coming up. We're back to In Living Color next week. We're on iTunes and Spotify, Carried Away with Justin Allen, Twitter at Carried Music. If I'm going to try that fucking again.
Yeah.
We're on Twitter at Carried Away Pod, Instagram Carried Away Pod. Email us at carriedawaypodcast@gmail.com to tell us how wrong they are about High Strung and how it's technically the greatest movie ever. Title card is created by Grace Aki. Follow them on Instagram at It's Grace Aki. This show is produced and edited by Liz Esten.
I know
our theme song is I Choose You by the band Thang. Thank you to the Broadway Podcast Network for having us on the platform and for not kicking us off for masturbating at a Hollywood Video.
Oh, boy.
You know what? You're better than PBS. You kept us around.
You know, I respect the police, but I don't believe them.
I respect the cops, but I did not have my pants down at this public porn theater.
There you go.
It's a matter of opinion. It's a matter of a penis. I mean,
to prove that's wrong.
It's a matter of a penis.
All right, bye guys.
I choose you.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.